Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the concept of God, a grave misconception that has arisen, particularly in recent times, is that people say that we address God through the masculine gender, and so therefore we are actually determining the gender of God. And in reaction to this, we find there are a number of feminists who have actually changed some of the divine scriptures, in particular the Bible, and they have given the concept of the She Bible. And wherever the gender of God is mentioned in the masculine gender, they have erased that and replaced it with the feminine gender. And by virtue of that, they have actually produced a She Bible, as they say. Now, it needs to be understood that the gender of God is something which we have no knowledge of. And if man is addressing God, and if the divine scriptures themselves address God through masculine genders, then this is something which needs to be understood in more detail. And if one does so, then one would come to realize that primarily this is a linguistic issue. Man, when he relates himself to God, he finds himself that he should relate to a God who is powerful, who is magnificent, who has grandeur. And whenever power and grandeur and magnificence, they are correlated, one comes up with a concept of someone who would be closer to the male gender. And of course, this would not at all mean that the gender of God is being ascertained. It only means that when man relates himself to God, he adopts certain styles of addressing him which are very akin to his concept of God. And since this concept of God which comes to man is of a person or of a being who is a powerful being, so therefore this gender of masculinity is ascribed to him. So it is very important to realize that this ascription is basically a linguistic issue, and it has been adopted by man himself as a result of this linguistic usage. And what has happened is that divine scriptures have adopted this practice of man, in which he has actually ascribed the masculine gender for God. It is not that the Quran or the other divine scriptures say that the gender of God is masculine. What it does is that it has adopted, since the Quran and the other divine scriptures have been revealed in the language of mankind, in the language which is known to mankind, so therefore the styles have also been adopted which are more familiar to mankind. And since man himself first adopted this gender of God as masculine before these scriptures were revealed, all these scriptures did was that they adopted this style adopted by mankind, this style in which man is addresses God. So therefore, in a nutshell, we can say that if we address God by the masculine gender, it is not that we are ascribing masculinity to God. All it says is that man, when he relates himself to God, he finds himself relating to a God who is a superior, who is a powerful, magnificent being. And when one does so, then automatically the gender which comes to mind is the masculine gender because of the power involved in it. And when one does so, this does not at all mean, as I said earlier, that the gender of God is being ascertained. All that is being done is that man himself is relating him to God through a particular way. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.